Getting you ready for the 2015 Padres. We're back with Padres Social Hour,
the off-season special.
Discussing the off-season and everything else Padres. Coming to you from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.
Good stuff with Buddy Black. Always good to hear from the Padre manager. He'll be keeping nice and busy this week with the winter meetings. Everybody around baseball nice and busy this week with the winter meetings, along with Kurt Bavacqua. I'm Jesse Agler, and we welcome Patrick Kurish onto our set now as well. KB, I'm sure you remember this. We did it a couple of times during the season. A special segment with Patrick that every time we did it, the ratings spike on Fox Sports San Diego was so significant that we said, oh, we got to make sure we do one of these during the off-season specials as well.
Absolutely.
You're excited?
Give the people what they want.
I like to hear it.
All right, so if you're tuning in or you're listening to the podcast on padres.com/podcast, you might say, well, who is this Patrick Kurish that they're speaking of, if you're not familiar? Patrick works in the communications department here at the Padres, along with Shanna Wilson and Josh Issue, and he's the guy who comes up with all the crazy notes. Right, you hear it on the broadcast, you read it in the website, whatever. The Padres, when they score four runs or more, they're like unbeatable, right? All those little stats and notes. Patrick is the guy that comes up with all of that. And so we created a segment to sort of build around those factoids, and it's called So That Happened with Patrick. Because we need some music with that blooper. Can we work on that for next season? Can you add some music?
I like this little deal.
Okay, good. He's because that's actually a thing that Patrick says. Like, he'll walk up to you in the press box and he'll be like, Alexi Amarista got a hit in 8 of his last 9 at bats. So that happened. Like, that's like he says it, and so we turned it into a segment called So That Happened.
That's a pretty good impression right there.
Thank you. I feel like that's kind of what you sound like. We're going to let you talk.
All right, perfect.
Patrick, you got the first one for us. It involves the first one?
Clint Barmas.
The guy that just signed, infielder with the Padres. All right, so take us through this one.
So Clint Barmas, who obviously just signed with the Padres last week, is really good defensively. He owns a 14.7 defensive war, which is defensive wins above replacement. Since the start of the 2006 season, which is the best among all major league shortstops in that time.
All right, so some people might be like, what is defensive war? Forget it for a minute. We don't need to do a sabermetrics lesson right now. But that's saying, using that metric, that since 2006, he's the best defensive shortstop in baseball.
Correct, and if you want to use a different metric for that, you could use zone rating, which also measures very similarly. He's also the best in baseball among shortstops in that time period at an .854.
That's pretty good.
You notice all these numbers came out after he signed.
Yeah.
Smart. The Padres are smart.
Patrick researches these sorts of things. So the takeaway there would be that Clint Barmas, everybody says, yeah, he's a good glove guy. Well, you're saying he's like a really, really good defensive shortstop. All right, so very interesting, and we'll see how that factors in. All right, what's next? So that happened with
Patrick.
So we
got another Clint Barmas. Fun fact, less statistically based, but fun fact. Barmas was the first rookie in Major League history to hit a walk-off home run on opening day as he hit the game winner for the Rockies on the big day 2005.
No. Why are you doing this one?
against the Padres and a fellow named Trevor Hoffman.
Give it to – so that happened. I mean, that's –
So that happened.
Yes, it did. It did happen.
So
you remember
that happened.
2005 opening day. It's probably a great feeling for him, but yeah.
It's a good way to start your career.
You're bringing up a bad memory.
I am. I understand. But it's unique.
It did happen.
It's a fun little fact, maybe.
It is a good factoid.
Right away he's an off-speed hitter.
Sounds about right.
We got to go back. We'll dig up the at-bat. Blooper's got the video ready to go. Oh, wait, he doesn't. Never mind. That happened.
So we went back and looked at the video.
Who knows? Maybe it was a changeup from Trevor that he hit out. Maybe not. Well, we'll ask
him. That's something to look into, though.
We could be like,
go back to 2005.
We can find that.
Closers don't get beat on their second and third best pitch.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. All right, so a couple Clint Barmas notes from Patrick. What else we got?
We're going to take it to the farm now. Talk about a gentleman who was just in single A this last year, Malik Smith. He was voted last month by the fans on minorleaguebaseball.com as being the top offensive player in the minors in 2014. What propelled him to that, he had 88 stolen bases, which were 19 more than anyone else in the minor leagues.
Wow.
And the third most in Padres minor league history, behind the 90 that Freddie Guzman had in 2003 and also the 90 Rico Noel had in 2012.
So you got who's still in the system, by the way. So you got Rico Noel and you got Malik Smith, both 90, 88 stolen base guys.
Exactly.
In the minors. Now, look, you're never going to replicate those kinds of numbers if you get to the big leagues, but people love speed, especially right now with power being down.
I love speed.
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't have fun watching the postseason this year, you don't love baseball, so just don't even watch anymore. I mean, I had so much fun watching Kansas City Royal baseball, even though they lost. Just watching them, the way they went about their job every day.
Sure.
And those two guys that came off the bench and, you know, were part-time players also, boy, they can run. I mean, that was fun to watch.
You were so into it, you wore your Royals shirt today. That's a
so that happened.
Yes.
well played.
Outstanding.
Another fun fact about Malik Smith, not just all about speed. He his triple slash line, .310 batting average, .403 on base, .432 slugging, along with the 88 stolen bases. He was the first minor leaguer for any organization since 1992 to post those types of numbers and have 80 more stolen bases.
There you go. So Malik Smith, a guy
sounds
to look
like
forward
to.
Pretty unique.
Big time, man. Yeah, he's cool. He's fun, and he really does fit into, as you mentioned, the Royals. Well, it was a good thing to bring up there, Kurt. He kind of fits into that mold, and it'll be fun to sort of watch him progress through the system over the course of the next couple of years. And who knows, maybe he's swiping bags at Petco before we know it. All right, I like that. You dip down on the farm for a little 2014 recap there on Malik Smith. Let's go. We got some more. So that happened, and this is sort of a bookend to the 2014
right.
season for the Padres.
This is it's about winning. The Padres this last season posted a 60-1. That's 6-0-1 record when leading after six innings, which was the second best mark in Major League history in this scenario, trailing only the 1946 Yankees, who went a perfect 73-0.
I leave this one up for a moment, Bloopers. Everybody can digest this. When they led after six innings last year, the Padres went 60-1. First of all, I don't think I realized that. That's really incredible, and it speaks to this bullpen, which we discussed endlessly during the season about how good they are. But the 46 Yankees going 73-0 is pretty wild, and obviously bullpens very different in 1946 as the whole game was than it is in that's incredible. 60-1.
The record of the starting pitchers in the Yankees streak was 73-0. They didn't even bring anybody.
Yeah, they didn't even mess around with anybody else. No, you're right.
It was, but 60-1 is that's some crazy numbers.
Good stuff.
I mean, it really is.
That's some good research there. It all happened.
It all happened at some point.
That's the beauty of the thing is that it all happened.
You don't make
these things up. Patrick Kurish, outstanding. He's on Twitter at PKurish. And you check out the Padres game notes during the season. A lot of that handiwork is his. Thanks, Patrick.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Holiday Wonderland is on. You may have noticed it. It is underway. It is a lot of fun here at Petco Park. Go to Padres.com/holiday for all of the details. You got the trains, Candyland. There are actual reindeer or reindeers here at Petco Park. We found out during the season both of those terms are acceptable, reindeer and reindeers.
It was crazy. I was at the park on Friday, and it was nuts. It was like I was in Milwaukee.
Cold with the snow
all
over the
place.
Santa's Workshop, pictures with Santa, all the deals. Padres.com/holiday for more information. Padres.com/holiday, really cool stuff. We'll take a break, come back, wrap up this off-season social hour right after this.
Don't go anywhere. Padres Social Hour, the off-season special. We'll be right back, broadcasting from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.